office was his dream. More like a prison now, it seems. Somewhere on the corporate climb, he left his warrior behind. Now he's just a worker at a daily grind that steals his years and numbs his mind. His strength is fading, his dreams are blind. This is not the life he had in mind. Lies awake as he's up all night, staring at a screen that tells him lies, that the grass is greener on the other side. So she's at the gym fighting off the years to be young again and calm her fears, that she'll never be enough for him, just as a young man catches her eye. Now they're trapped in their own worlds and their own wars, with their cell phones and their closed doors. It's funny how quiet and peaceful that it seems, but they're all alone together in the house of their dreams. Little sister, she's a 16-year-old princess, lost somewhere between the swing set and a brand new crush's chariot awaits. And big brother's room's glowing with trophies to shout his name, but he trade all his high school fame for some backyard catch with his hero again. But they're trapped in their own worlds and their own wars, with their cell phones and their closed doors. It's funny how quiet and peaceful that it seems, but they're all alone together in the house of their dreams. Dressed up in Sunday best, sit up straight just like the rest, and they sing the songs of peace and rest that Jesus freely gives. And then the kids look up as Daddy stands, and he takes his bride with trembling hands. The brother kneels at his father's side. Princess looks in her mother's eyes. Their tears tear down the walls as Daddy prays. We're trapped in our own worlds and our own wars, with our cell phones and our closed doors. God, only you can save our family, and on this rock we'll build, on this rock we'll build the house of our dreams.